and we're trying to replace some existing fields for which we don't have the resource. Adding an additional field is a great luxury, and I think given how constrained we are, it's going to, I think I'm safe in saying it will be a very rare event, but I appreciate your comments.
Could I ask another, based on that, though, when the Parks website is really improved recently, and there's now a section for each, anything that vaguely looks like a park or an open space oftentimes, if over the next year, as you do any of these good neighbor agreements, if you post them so everyone knows where they can look at them, just to the point of, I don't have as good of experience with the follow through the whole conditional use as it sounds like you all, but the clarity and knowing where to go to see them, I think we can address that through posting on, you know, each park now has their own website or webpage.
We welcome that suggestion. We'll do it. And in addition, we'll also make sure people understand that through Park Scan, there's now a very user-friendly mechanism online to make a complaint or to report a problem, and that gets a pretty quick response. So we'll make sure that people are aware of both. Thank you, Mayor.
Sir.
Thank you, Mayor Adams. Commissioners, my name is Paul Cathcart with Portland Public Schools, and I want to thank you again for your continued deliberation on this issue, as well as the schools package when we get to that. I want to thank the staff, too, for being responsive to our questions and including us in deliberation over the last 18 months. It's been very helpful. I think there was a question earlier today about what good neighbor policy would school districts use in their implementation as a fields permitting organization. I think from PPS perspective, we intend to use as close as we can the language that's before you today. We were a part of development of that, and we are supportive of the coming back and looking at this a year from now just to see how things have gone and make suggestions that we've had from our experience. So we appreciate that perspective, and I would agree with you, Commissioner Fish, that the opportunity to add new fields is getting to be rare, so hopefully we'll have an experience next year to try this out. But so basically support the amendments that have been passed so far and look forward to this policy.
Thank you all very much for your work on this. Next two.
The last two were Chris Smith and Marianne Schwab.
Commissioner, how are you?
Very well, Mayor. Chris Smith from the Planning Commission. I want to appreciate Commissioner Fish's respect for unanimous recommendations of the Planning Commission and remind him that when we revisit the grade change policy that the Planning Commission was unanimous and the need for review and only split on the issue of whether it was type 2 or type 3. So please keep that in mind.
Thank you.
The public policy challenge that the Planning Commission was trying to wrestle with here is exactly the one Commissioner Leonard identified. As the city of Portland gets denser because of our own goals as well as state land use regulation, we are going to need to provide for more intense use of these facilities. We want to make that possible and reasonably achievable within the regulatory structure while, of course, balancing that off against neighborhood livability. We did embrace the good neighbor agreement approach to that, and I think our philosophy there was that we wanted to encourage dialogue and that the good neighbor agreement creates that opportunity for dialogue. I'd be the first to acknowledge that the history of good neighbor agreements is mixed. In my own experience as a neighborhood activist, I have two models. I have the use of good neighbor agreements for liquor licenses, where I would suggest that they really aren't worth the paper they're printed on. But then we also have, in my neighborhood, the example of PG Park, where we have a good neighbor agreement that is anchored in city code, as these would be, and that has been a relatively successful tool for managing the impacts of that facility on the neighborhood. So I very much hope that we're looking at something that approaches the latter model, since this is based in code and has some accountable sets of regulations around them. I would emphasize the Planning Commission, the point the Planning Commission made in our transmittal letter, which is that this will only work if the organizations involved believe that there is the ultimate backstop of enforcement in the form of revoking use permits, and that falls on ultimately the Commissioner of Parks to make that call. So I am trusting that Commissioner Fish and his predecessors will be the tough cop when that is necessary.
Whenever that might occur, including in the middle of the Little League World Series, I would suggest you're proposing. I thank you for that advice. And
right. And I would, in reference to today's amendments, appreciate very much the clarification on the role of other school districts, because that is something that happened in the community conversations in the last couple of days, and just making it very clear that this isn't any kind of attempt by Parks to exert control over fields and other school districts that where there are not IGAs that govern that today. So I think those are good things, and I'll wrap up there. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Ms. Schwab.
Marianne Schwab, Southeast Advocate for Kids. I've got a couple bullet points here, and I got a couple questions for you for clarification. Number one is the school district, as Commissioner Smith has said. I have a problem with the school districts. Number one, Portland has one of six school districts. Portland Public Schools is really kind of the front runner here, at the gate, and everybody kind of follows suit once they set the model. That's giving one school district a lot of power. We have kids coming in with intramural sports sometimes, like from Clackamas, maybe from Clark County. So my question is a liability question. Who's liable for those kids on the playground? Is it the school? Is it Parks? So when you have a good neighbor agreement, I'm wondering with Parks, if you're going to have people fill out, like you're the umbrella because you're over all parks, regardless of the users, if you're going to have like a civic use of buildings, a civic use of parks. So that's all outlined and in a schedule, so you don't have two teams showing up at the same time. It's very tricky. You might want to go over to civic use of buildings with Portland Public Schools. That's one thing they do right, one of many. So again, it's a liability factor. I don't want that waived. And I also support Commissioner Fritz's statement, giving the freedom of speech to the individual neighbor. Some of your 500 feet, your 50 feet, your 400 feet in inner city neighbors, it could be a warehouse next door, which means a lot of people don't even know what's happening. They live on the lot on the opposite side of whatever that foot is, and they don't hear about it. We have very stringent guidelines for public involvement with the Sunnyside Neighborhood Association, with all neighborhood associations. We're bound to a calendar. Portland Public Schools has not been bound to the same calendar until recently. I'm very pleased to tell you on April 8th, Portland Public Schools sent four staff to the Sunnyside Neighborhood Association to discuss the Sunnyside Playground Park. What happened is it was just kind of a tokenism, again, top down. I hope all of you have read the Southeast Examiner April issue, the comments from the board by Tim Brooks and others, and then my response to the letter to the editor. What's happened here is when they came, they did not come with a PowerPoint to explain exactly what they're doing. They did not come with the conditional use type 2 explaining where this trailer, this classroom trailer, is going. And yes, Mr. Fish, it does apply to you, because that trailer is taking place on my 2.4-acre park, which means now we have to find money between Portland Public Schools and Parks to replace the land that the trailer is going to take. We talk about management of schools. They've got a whole pattern going on with the refiguration and redesign, and yet there's no in-house management supervision. I mean, the BESC is so busy running in circles and so busy saying it's not my job that the cap at the Sunnyside Environmental School has exploded to the point they want to put a trailer there, and we're losing our park. And when you had your meeting, people walked in the meeting, were surprised I wasn't there. I wasn't at that meeting because I was not invited. Somehow my name got dropped off the list. Good neighbor agreements, I'll follow up with this. OLCC has good neighbor agreements, and they found them back in about 1990. In fact, 99, when Commissioner Leonard was a representative, they tweaked the ORS. As long as any citizen in Portland doesn't have a felon, and every neighbor signs the good neighbor agreement, we don't even have the right to say no, OLCC automatically gives you those licenses. Where's type 2? Where's type 3? I want you to really take that good neighbor agreement apart with enforcement. We have no enforcement at the state level or the city level. I appreciate your listening.
Thank you for your testimony. And also, I think, there's been an issue, a question about enforcement and such. I mean, good neighbor agreements I was associated with putting together, under Mayor Katz, the PG Park Good Neighbor Agreement. And the discussions are absolutely key. And I think that I agree that that's an example of a good neighbor agreement. I think I've been involved or knowledgeable of good neighbor agreements that have not worked. I do think that good neighbor agreements that include what happens, who gets to ring the bell and what happens when they're not working, you know, I think that's going to be critical in this case. And I know my staff has talked to Parks about that, and they're going to use best practices.
I'm happy Randy Leonard, commissioner, went to the governor and really worked in place, time, place, and manner. That's the tool we have. I think it's a good tool for all good neighbor agreements. And the individual has the right to come forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. So is there additional discussion by staff or council that is necessary before we gavel these on to a second reading?
Mayor, just that if it's not already clear through legislative intent, I'm happy to have it as a friendly amendment that Parks will report back to council within one calendar year on our experience under whatever is passed by council next week.
I'm fine with legislative intent. All right. Moves to a second reading next week. We are recessed till 2 p.m. tomorrow when we do sidewalks.
Oh, boy.
You sure you don't want to delay your honeymoon?
Are you going to miss that?
No. I'll be here.
Oh, you'll be
here. Oh.
Sorry.
I'm going to...